T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, this is a stunning surprise. It's raining.
Jeez.
We can't catch a break. But on the bright side, it is Friday.
It's Friday.
You know what happens?
This weekend?
What happens?
What happens?
What happens?
Daylight saving time?
We spring forward.
I can't
I'm
wait.
Ready.
Daylight saving time.
Spring forward to daylight saving.
This weekend?
What have you got to lose?
Yeah, what have you got to lose?
So we lose an hour, right?
We lose an hour.
We lose an hour on Sunday.
Lose an hour of sleep.
So we lose an hour of sleep.
No!
Sorry.
Set those clocks an hour forward.
Yeah. Well, there's not a moment to lose then as we get underway with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the South. However, today, a change in the billing. Yeah, today it is a wet, rainy Friday. It is the free-for-all, so whatever you want to talk about is fair game. But a change in the billing today, it seems only fair to me, in the interest of diversity. Today is International Woman's Day, so today the show is the Bobettes featuring Bob. So that Miss Moneypenny and Little Annie in the News Center get their just desserts for today, the International Day of the Woman. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, that's the one you use to get in touch with me and be a part of the conversation. 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307 and my email address bob@1063word.com. Annie mentioned it in the traffic report during the newscast at the top of the hour, but probably worth mentioning again, 26 eastbound at a standstill at 85 and 26 back up to John Dodd Road. So if you're going east on 26, take Business 85 to 26 to go around it, or Highway 29 would be another alternative there. So here we go. Great to get underway with you today on the Friday free-for-all. And this breaking news item has come in this afternoon. Dateline Washington. House Democrats voted today to defend localities that allow illegal immigrants to vote in local elections. Yeah, you heard me right. The House has voted in favor of illegal immigrants being allowed to vote. Not in federal elections, but in local elections. But look, this is merely their entree. Okay, this is the opening gambit. This is the pawn moving up two spots on the board, because you know what they truly intend is for illegals eventually to be able to vote. 228 to 197 was the vote as part of a broader debate on the Democrats' major legislative priority this year. That is H.R. 1, the For the People Act. Yeah, right. Should be for the Non-Citizens Act, which includes historic expansion of voter registration and access. In other words, making sure that all those dead people can vote for Democrats, as well as a major rewrite of campaign finance laws. The measure would have no practical effect even if it passed. Illegal immigrants, and indeed non-citizens as a whole, are not legally able to participate in federal elections. Republicans, however, had hoped to send a message to sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where non-citizens are now allowed to vote in school board elections. And as I mentioned, this is their opening gambit. Representative Dan Crenshaw from Texas, a Republican, said, "It sounds like I'm making it up. What kind of government would cancel the vote of its own citizens and replace it with non-citizens? He pointed to last year's vote when 49 Democrats joined the GOP to decry non-citizen voting. And on Friday, just 6 Democrats voted in favor. Now, there is a 1996 federal law that prohibits non-citizens from voting in federal elections, but there is no prohibition on localities like sanctuary cities, and indeed, a number of jurisdictions already allow it to some extent. San Francisco, in July, when they weren't busy cleaning up the poop off the streets, began allowing non-citizens to vote in school board elections, though they must be parents or legal guardians of students. And I'm certain that's checked rigorously, don't you think? Third District Congressman Jeff Duncan issuing a statement saying, "Do not be fooled by the title of H.R. 1, which passed the House today. The For the People Act would be more appropriately named For the Democrats Act. This bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing and an attempted power grab by House Democrats to centralize power in one place, Washington, and as far away from the people's hands as possible. This bill imposes dangerous limits on free speech, provides government subsidies for campaigns, implements unconstitutional mandates, and weaponizes the Federal Election Commission against conservatives. Our founders envisioned a weak and limited federal government, and they had a desire to reserve most of the power with states and ultimately the people. H.R. 1 is a blatant encroachment on the liberties and freedoms of the American people enshrined in our Constitution, but sadly, it falls in line with the new socialist agenda of the Democrat majority." Yeah, no question about it. To the phones we go, and our leadoff batter today is Susan, who is in Simpsonville. Hi, Susan, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all. Susan.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
There you are. Yep.
Hey. I had a comment on, I just heard sort of the tail end about that student who turned in a paper, a fourth grader, regarding LGBT, and the teacher turned it away or refused it, and the mother got all upset. And I just want to say, I hope that the school really sticks to its guns. That is totally ridiculous for a fourth grader. It's totally inappropriate, as the school said. And again, I hope the school doesn't cave on that issue.
Yeah.
Because this is just beyond ridiculous. And any mother who would, or father, say okay to a child writing about a subject like that, they've got to be pretty sick.
Well, and you know that the bots, that is the automated tweets that come out from left-leaning groups, will take over social media, and there'll be an explosion on this, as there always is, and there'll be pressure generated.
Right.
But I agree with you. There's a time and a place for everything. And common sense tells you that a child of that age does not need to be indoctrinated into alternative lifestyles at that point. Let's wait until they have a little more maturity, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I really hope the school stands up and sticks to their principles and doesn't cave like so many other people do. We have to fight back.
Yep, absolutely we do. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. Good leadoff hit. 15 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, these Democrats should be brought up on charges of treason and shot. They are so stupid. Now, they know exactly what they're doing. As we head to the break, we have breaking news here again.
This is breaking news. Mm.
This just in. In a recent nationwide survey, it has been revealed that daylight saving time doesn't actually save anyone any daylight or time at all.
This has been breaking news.
Thank you. Go! Appreciate that. 3:15 here on a wet and rainy Friday on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Got my rainy weather sneakers on today. I have a pair of good sneakers for sunny days, and then I got my pair of bad weather sneakers as well. New Balance. Love those things. They're really good. Welcome back. 3:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Before I get too far behind on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bob, since it's Friday free-for-all, I've always wondered why the station doesn't have a live personality after you but play a replay of Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey's shows that follow mine are live. It's just that, well, may I be frank, you've heard 1 hour of Dave Ramsey, you've heard them all. Okay? But it is a live show. Bobby, any sexual conversation of any nature, of any sort with a fourth grader is horribly inappropriate. From Dave, USMC, Oorah, Semper Fi. Bob, did I hear that correctly? Campaigns will be publicly funded. There's a Democrat's dream come true. Bobby, Democrats vote in favor of non-citizens, illegals being able to vote. We all saw this coming. What a disgrace. Yeah, what's next? What's next for these illegals? Free education? Free health care? Food stamps? Wait a minute. I already get those things. My bad. Bob, today's International Women's Day, and to celebrate it, I asked my girl to make me two sandwiches instead of one. Not good. Sexist. Sexist. Calling you out. Today's show, as I mentioned, by the way, is the Bobettes featuring Bob. We reversed the billing today. Seriously, Bobby, regarding voter registration, I'd like to see every single state close their books for, you know, maybe 6 months or so to sort things out and then re-register anyone that still wants to vote with a major outreach. Citizens would have to bring birth certificates. Well, you have to have a birth certificate, the original, to get a driver's license in South Carolina. Or naturalization certificates, as suggested by Katie. Thank you, Katie. Yeah, Bobby, raining, but that's a lot better than the sleet and snow we had in McDowell County, North Carolina this morning. Yeah, the atmosphere was really dry overnight, and the stuff started falling, and it is colder higher up in the atmosphere, and so that stuff just straight down, never had a chance to melt, came down as a mixture of sleet and snow for a lot of folks. Bobby, regarding allowing legals to vote, isn't that treason? Well, you have to wonder about what oath exactly those Democrats who are in the House took. Yeah, it's raining, so why so many cars without their lights on? Gotcha. Today it's Vice President Bob McLean. Right, I am the president. Usually, so you have Insensitivity University. Today, I'm VP, down a notch. Angela, that is Miss Moneypenny, and Little Annie, they are the co-presidents today of Insensitivity University. Bobby, when we set our clocks forward this weekend, we'll lose an hour of rain. Wow. Hadn't thought about that. But even famous musicians are aware of the fact that time change is on the way.
Go change all your watches and clocks in your home.
Bob Dylan.
1 hour ahead, spring forward, you know.
Goodness
it's
say.
Daylight savings wherever you roam.
This song is not valid in Arizona and Hawaii.
Because the times, they are a-changing.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Dylan dropping by. Remind us of the time change. Let's go to Union and bring in Pat here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby. I got two things to say.
Sure.
That child wrote that paper.
Yes.
I guarantee you the mother and father were behind it telling her or her what to write.
I think a lot of people probably have that suspicion. Yeah.
Yes. And are we going to come to vote? Are we going to be facing men in black boots and clubs?
Well, you know, in Philadelphia, in the 2008 election, you know, the Philadelphia Black Panthers turned out with nightsticks and dressed in camo trying to intimidate voters. Who knows? You know, of course, if you're voting if you're voting the right way, Pat, you have nothing to worry about. And you know what I mean by that.
Yes, I do.
Right.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day I didn't have a chance, I think, to mention this, but it was on the internet in my hometown of Arlington, Virginia. The other day, They did an LGBT thing, I think a transgender with kindergarten kids.
I
don't know, you know, what the
know.
I don't know what the people who are running that school system now are thinking of, but as Dave USMC said, highly inappropriate.
Extremely, especially that age.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. Try and stay dry this weekend. There's a full-time job. Bob, Representative Ilhan Omar, like AOC and Rashida Tlaib, really feeling her Wheaties right after dodging the anti-Semitism accusation. Now she's going after Obama, calling him out for his failed hope and change spiel, use of drones to kill, and his border policies. Pelosi and company are rapidly losing control and authority over the House and in the process becoming less relevant all the time. I don't know if this is a good thing or not. Oh, it is. It is a good thing. The higher profile they get with this lunacy, the more it plays to the benefit of Donald Trump in his reelection in 2020. Yeah, Omar may have stepped on her burqa this time. Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar ripped former President Barack Obama in an interview published today, belittling his pretty face and saying his agenda of hope and change was an illusion. She cited the caging of kids at the Mexican border. I'll say one thing for her. No other Democrat is going to bring up the fact that while the media Democrat complex continues to berate the Trump administration for separation of tearing babies from the arms of their mothers, this is the first Democrat that I can recall whoever mentioned that Obama's administration did the same thing. She also was critical of the droning of countries around the world on Obama's watch and argued that he wasn't much different from President Trump. We can't be only upset with Trump, she said to Politico. His policies are bad, but many of the people who came before him also had really bad policies. You have to understand where Omar is coming from. She is a devout Muslim and a devout apparent jihadist. And anybody who kills Muslims, even though they've been busy killing us, if memory serves, she's going to be critical of. Many of the people who came before him also had really bad policies. They were just more polished than he was. And that's not what we should be looking for anymore. We don't want anybody to get away with murder because they are polished. Well, it's hardly murder when ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, as Obama used to say, have all declared war on us. It's war. It's not murder. We want to recognize the actual policies that are behind the pretty face and the smile. The explosive comments about a man lionized by Democrats were only the latest in a series of incendiary statements that have put the national spotlight on Omar, a Somali-American Muslim who spent 4 years in a refugee camp in Kenya after her family fled the violence in their homeland. And yeah, and came to America, the land of opportunity, where she settled in a Somali-centered congressional district, got elected to Congress. And rather than being thankful for being here, hates this place. You better be careful with this one, though, Congresswoman Omar. You start going after Obama, you'll find Pelosi and the rest of the more halfway sane Democrats. And boy, I never thought I'd be saying that about Pelosi. But by comparison with Omar and Tlaib and AOC, they look a pure representation of sanity by comparison. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on a wet and rainy Friday. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Friday free-for-all, where you can talk about anything that is on your mind. 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots has responded to the passage today of H.R. 1, allowing, amongst other things, local municipalities like San Francisco and other sanctuary cities to allow illegals to have the vote, which is their opening gambit. And hopefully they believe that they will eventually reach a point in this country where they'll be able to have illegals voting in federal elections, which, of course, is a dream come true for them. To the phones we go. Let's head to Spartanburg, bring in Patrick here on the Bobby Mack Show. Hi, Patrick, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. Looky here. I guess everybody's heard by now that Alex Trebek is dying from pancreatic cancer.
Yes, he is battling stage 4.
Yeah, I heard he is battling. Okay, my niece had stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, boy.
They gave her 4 weeks to live.
Man.
She started eating curcumin, and that was 10 years ago.
Holy cow.
Okay. Anybody out there who's got tumors, cancer, doctors can't prescribe this. I've told them the story, you know. He said, well, that's great, but I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Because they have to go along with the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, the FDA. Right.
Yeah. But anyway, people out there, the only way I could get to Trebek was through Twitter. I do not have a Twitter account. I refuse to get one.
Yeah, can't say that I blame you for that.
Internet. I've been booted off the internet and chased around because they found out I listened to Bobby Mack.
That'll do it. That'll do it every time. Yeah, your persona non grata in social media. Right.
Anyway, for those of you out there, get a pencil and paper and write down curcumin. You can get it on Amazon. It's cheap.
How do you spell that, Patrick?
C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N.
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 And pronounced
it's a derivative. It's a derivative of turmeric. Now, you can eat turmeric. I'll tell you about turmeric. It's amazing. I had colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And ate it, went away.
Holy cow.
I had radiation, but it didn't come back.
Yeah.
Also, I had some warts on my fingers.
Right.
And they went away. The thing, what it does is attack viruses.
Ah.
And they think that cancer is a virus. But anyway, that thing, everybody cringes when they hear, pancreatic cancer is a death sentence.
Right.
Go ahead. Eat a ton of that stuff. They gave her 4 weeks to live, and that was 10 years ago.
Man,
and
that's
fine.
That's pretty amazing. And it makes you think, in the days before, penicillin and the other miracles, even aspirin, miracle drug. We think of aspirin routinely now, but, there was a time in the late 19th century when aspirin first came along, where it was the miracle drug. But so many things out there that have natural healing properties that we may be totally unaware of.
Yeah. Anyway, if you people with Twitter lines, if you please Twitter Trebek, and if you dump a bunch of information on him about curcumin,
right,
it'll save his life.
Wow. Well,
okay.
We're certainly.
Once more, you want me to spell it again?
No, I think I've got it, and
okay,
we'll,
good deal.
Yeah, because I wrote it down as you spelled it out for me. Thank Patrick. Good. I appreciate the call very much, and Alex is certainly going to be in our prayers. He's one of the good guys. Jenny Beth Martin writing today at Breitbart: Democrats once again control the House. Nancy Pelosi is once again Speaker, and I once again feel as if I'm living in George Orwell's 1984, where war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. How else to explain my feelings over the openness and transparency that will be enhanced by passage of H.R. 1, the Democrats brazenly named For the People Act, which seeks to take legitimate, protected legislative speech and turn it into political speech subject to onerous and burdensome regulation. Pardon me. Campaigns and PACs already must disclose every dollar raised and every dollar spent trying to influence the outcome of political campaigns. This political speech is already highly regulated. H.R. 1 is not going to make them disclose more because they already disclose virtually everything. So H.R. 1 is not going after money in politics because we already disclose money in politics. Instead, this bill is designed to intimidate, harass, and silence people for exercising their First Amendment rights on issues before the Congress. Exercising our First Amendment rights on issues is not and should not be considered political activity. That is free speech as defined in the First Amendment. It is speaking, assembling, and petitioning government for redress of grievances. That legislative speech, if you will, is protected and enshrined in the Bill of Rights. I know firsthand why it must be protected because of the IRS targeting of Tea Party and Patriots groups that began in 2010. Sadly, I am not the first to understand and know why the freedom of association must be protected. The Supreme Court upheld it in 1958 when the state of Alabama was targeting members of the NAACP. It was wrong in the 1950s, it was wrong in the 2010s, and it will continue to be wrong in the future. This suppression of speech is not unfamiliar in our country. It's happened many times and is why the Founding Fathers protected the right to free speech to begin with. What happened to us is just a modern-day example of the chilling effect burdensome regulations have on free speech. I've witnessed firsthand and at great pain what can come of donor disclosure, openness, and transparency. Harassment, persecution, discrimination, and intimidation, just for starters. Personal audits of donors to disfavored groups, requests for lists of books and magazine articles read and discussed at meetings, demands even for the content of prayers offered. And it's not just the content of the demands that are so offensive, though they truly are. It's the quantity of the demands. It's the use by the bureaucracy of their advantage in sheer manpower over citizens' groups. Can you imagine how many thousands of man-hours were required to be devoted to filling out forms in response to all these governmental demands? I don't have to imagine because I know for my group alone, answering the unconstitutional and illegal demands foisted on us by the IRS bureaucracy cost us almost 5,000 man-hours. And we were just one Tea Party group. Now, multiply that across hundreds of similar groups that were also targeted, and think of the burden imposed. In many cases, it was enough to break the backs of small groups and force them to shut down, exactly what our IRS adversaries wanted. That's what happened to Tea Party groups like ours when we simply followed the law as we understood it and applied to the Internal Revenue Service for designation as charitable nonprofit organizations. For years, we were stonewalled, targeted for our political beliefs, and discriminated against. What if people lost their jobs for how they think politically or were harassed and intimidated by the public in addition to being scared by the government into not donating? That can happen and has happened, and we have every reason to believe it will happen again, especially if H.R. 1 becomes law. Today it may be people you hate, people you attack, people who are on the short end of the stick, but what happens if and when the tables are reversed in the future and they attack you? It's wrong in either case. I would not wish what happened to us on our worst enemy. No one ever went to jail for that unconstitutional and illegal harassment against us. No one was even prosecuted. Now, along comes H.R. 1, which contains language that essentially codifies what the IRS did to us. This law has been misnamed. It should be called the Lois Lerner Tribute Act. What happened to Tea Party groups at the hands of the IRS was wrong. We shouldn't make it easier for that kind of thing to happen again by turning protected, legitimate speech into regulated political speech. In this area, experience teaches us that less donor disclosure, not more, is the better path to guaranteeing protection of our constitutional freedoms. The opinion of Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chairman of the Tea Party Patriots Action Group. And she's very right. 347, 13 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along here on the Bobby Mack Show. Actually, on the Bobettes Show featuring yours truly today because it's International Women's Day, so they get top billing today. Bob Obama's public response to Omar, she has every right to her opinion. Obama's private cell call to Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Nancy, how about curbing your dog? Yeah. Don't you know, that phone call made from the Kalorama section of Tony, Northwest Washington, over to Capitol Hill. Yeah, thanks for the reminder. Bobby, remember this scene? Igor to Dr. Frankenstein? Well, it could be worse. Dr. Frankenstein, how could this possibly be any worse? Could be raining. That's a great scene. Gene Wilder. Brilliant. Bobby, can you spell that vitamin supplement again? Yeah. Curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. And the caller also mentioned turmeric, T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric. Okay? Turmeric. There you go. I had the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Research turmeric balm. Turmeric also fights inflammation, therefore eases arthritis pain. You say you take that, money, Penny?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Works?
Yes, it really does.
Not just a placebo.
No. It's turmeric, and we did a lot of studies on it first.
Yeah.
Turmeric is mixed with, you want to find one that's mixed with black pepper, because the pepper makes the turmeric 2,000 times better absorbed in your system.
What you don't sneeze out.
No. It's in the peel.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. Turmeric also fights inflammation, therefore eases arthritis pain. And while you're at it, research which nation has the least amount of Alzheimer's. India and Southeast Asian countries, the number one and number two consumers of turmeric. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks for discussing my text last week on my sixth grader's gun presentation. To update you, he got an 89, that's a B, due to your show not being deemed a factual news source when he spoke about it as a response to other questions. Yeah. I'm stunned to hear that. May have been too hard a pill for the teacher to swallow. Keep up the good work. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bob, mispronounced ISIS as ISIL and Taliban. Well, ISIL is what they referred to ISIS as, and that's the way Obama, if you recall, used to describe ISIS. Well, he called them ISIL also. And Taliban as Taliban on purpose. I wonder why, because he's so loyal to Islam and he'd be punished by slandering Islam? Bob, halfway sane, that's a great definition, Bobby Mack. That describes the left, the far left, and then the absolutely insane. You nailed it. Bob, I'm loving Representative Omar calling out Obama, but she should know that's a sure way to bring out the long knives. You bet. Hi, Bobby Mack. Why are they so concerned with children being ripped from their parents when they are allowing babies to be ripped from their mother's uterus? Sorry for being so crass. No apology necessary here. Bobby, what we should do is move the time up 30 minutes and forget daylight savings time ever existed. But I guess that's way too logical for any politician to support. Didn't you say yesterday, Moneypenny, that Florida had passed legislation to go to DST all the time?
Yes. It was in one of the news stories yesterday that Florida voted on it, and they're going to keep DST all the time.
So when they change this weekend, they're going to stay there permanently,
yes.
Huh? Yeah.
So why in the there's three states in America that do that.
Yeah. Why in the world we don't do that? Well, with our legislature in South Carolina, they're too busy repairing potholes. Right.
You could always ask Henry if he ever talked to you.
Oh, geez. Bob, I saw. Yeah, I could. Bobby, I saw where John Michael Vincent from Airwolf had died. Honestly, I thought he was already dead. And I sure never knew he was another one of the Hollywood folks living up in Asheville. They've taken over. Is that right? John Michael Vincent was living up in Asheville? News to me. Bob, is Omar born in the U.S., maybe in Kenya? No, she was not born in the U.S. She's a naturalized citizen. If you come from Somalia, because of all the war-torn strife in that country, there is no clearance that you have to, you can just come right in if you're a Somali. Bobby, Omar bashing Obama for using drones on terrorists, that's the only thing Obama did that I agreed with. Bobby, you ask, what is next? Citizenship at the border comes along with Democrat Party membership. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, come on in. Here you go. By the way, here's your voter registration card. Oh, I'm running late here. Hour number two on the way next here on the Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.